Come aboard, friends. Your United States Navy is having a hoedown, and you're all welcome. This is Hal Durham, and you've just joined Navy Hoedown. Your United States Navy and Naval Reserve has a quarter hour of your favorite country and western music with special in-person appearances by the world's most popular country and western stars. The gangplank is down, the boarding rails open, and here come our guests now. It's Billy Joe Spears with Pete Drake and the Mavericks. Now, as we look in on Pert Billy Joe, we hear her say jauntily,
"All aboard for Kansas City."
Gosh, Billy Joe, that's a funny thing to say.
Well, it didn't seem right to say Memphis.
I guess the music wouldn't fit.
No, or the music either.
Well, that's what I said.
There, you see, it must be true.
Well, since we're on the right track, why don't we go to Kansas City? Just like Billy Joe Spears said. Let's say you're a recent high school graduate. Can you tell me where you'll be 6 months or a year from now? Will you be doing something worthwhile, something you can be proud of, like serving your country? Will you be enjoying a full share in a rich heritage? Will you be traveling, seeing the world? Well, young man, if you've decided to go Navy, you've got some solid answers, and they all sound like yes. Now, let's look at something else. It takes something like 1,100 different specialized jobs to run our modern, fast-moving Navy. The Navy teaches you these skills. And it's a fact, nowhere else will you find a greater variety of job and career opportunities and the training to go with them than in the United States Navy. So, Mr. High School graduate, why not take a look at the world and learn about it the Navy way? 6 months from now, you'll know why we keep asking. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? All right, Billy Joe, quit fooling around now and give us a song.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all. Until now.
favorite sport, Billy Joe? What sports do you like best?
I like the ones that are good-looking and taller than I am.
Say, I know a football team you might like.
I tried out for a football team in high school, Hal, but they didn't need any more drawbacks. But now, you take skiing. There's an excellent sport.
Well, I was going to try skiing, but I gave it up when I found out it wasn't really skiing they were saying. Besides, who needs those chills up and down your spine?
Not me. I've got the only pair of skis with training wheels.
Billy Joe, did you ever try golf?
I've heard golf for the birdies.
Well, I played around the other day. This girl sure had a good game, much better than golf.
I played tennis with a terrific guy. I was crazy about him.
Kind of a love match, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I never learned to keep score.
Well, that doesn't sound like much of a game.
It's kind of a good song, though.
I think it's your serve.
He's got more love in his little finger than you've got in all your heart. He's got more love in his little finger than you've got in your whole heart. And when you leave off in tenderness, that's where his tenderness starts. Oh, he wouldn't lie to me not to save his life. That's something
Joe Spears, and that was He's Got More Love. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Now, you've heard me ask that question a lot of times, and I intend to keep on asking it because I know that all you recent high school graduates ask yourselves the very same thing. So how do you get to be something special, someone? Here's one of the best suggestions around. Put that question to your Navy recruiter. He'll start the answer by pointing out that the stress of today's world means that a man must grow in knowledge just to keep up with technical advances. Then he'll show you how the Navy's educational system, praised by educators throughout the country, can prepare you for any one of 68 career fields. You'll receive specialized training that practically guarantees a rewarding career in the Navy. Now then, one more time. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Listen, Billy Joe, how about parachute jumping? Now, there's a great outdoor sport, a lot of fresh air.
It don't sound too healthy to me. Don't want me none of that.
Well, have it your own way.
You call me, honey, give me greenback money. Don't want me none of that. You talk high-minded, really, have me blinded. Don't want me none of that. I'm in a tizzy that keeps me kind of dizzy. Offer me love, sweet and true. Said I want me some of that, but you never came through. Well, my eyes keep a blinking, and I can't help but think. that. Don't want me none of that. I tried another and it makes me shudder. Don't want me none of that. The heart and heart has put me on the spot. I'm going crazy as a bat. I tried to die but decided I don't want me none of that. You offered me love, sweet and true. But I want me some of that. But you never came through. None of that.
Don't want me none of that, but we do. So when you visit with us again, Billy Joe, you be sure to bring along your that.
I suppose that's a joke, Carol.
Well, I hope so. We could stand a new one around here. This has been Navy Hoedown, friends, with your in-person star, Billy Joe Spears, with Pete Drake and the Mavericks. This quarter hour of country and western favorites is presented through the cooperation of this radio station as a public service feature. Watch for us the next time around, neighbors. Until then, this is Hal Durham reminding you, if you're going to be something, why not be something special?